Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find it.
They can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You know, Cole, some might say that I and you overthink our upset picks because we like to start thinking day or so in advance what games we might be interested in, and then for some reason we talk ourselves into a loser, and we don't score any points. And that's why I have 1 point, you have zero points in the upset picks challenge. But you can't just like throw darts at a board and expect one of them to hit, unless you're my wife, who did not think at all about which game she was going to take, and she just so happens to hit on South Florida over Florida for 17 and a half points. But we are now 23 hours and 59 minutes to be exact from the Wire to Wire Upset Picks Challenge week number 3 picks opening up. And I want to know from you, Tolos, what games are you thinking about taking? What is catching your eye? I've got a few. I've got a confidence level in each of these upsets that I think it could happen. And we'll take a look at the line, see if we think they might move and shift on us a little bit in the next 24 hours. Because what these lines are right now, there's no guarantee that they're going to be the same tomorrow at this time.
There's not. And I'll say this, for any Tolos out there who may be new to the show, I know you already know this, Diesel, but I let me just tell you a little bit about my personality. If I am good at something, I am addicted to it. I love it. I do it all the time. I love it. If I'm bad at something, I despise it. Hobbies, Diesel, no kidding, hobbies that I'm not good at. You've seen it. We've been someplace on Woodruff Road, all these little hobbies, bowling, this, that, golf. If I'm not good at it, I just completely avoid it. I don't do it because the reason is I'm a very competitive person. I'm very competitive. I didn't grow up playing board games or anything like that. I'm just very competitive. And I can't stand to lose. So I avoid things that I lose at in my life. I avoid them, and I can't stand it. In this upset picks challenge, I cannot stand this stupid thing. I'm almost ready and I'm not exaggerating. I'm not like just trying. I hate losing. And the fact that I can't get a pick right, I'm so bad at this. It's frustrating, man. I want to give up.
In theory, we should both be pretty good at this.
Yeah,
we both talk college football all day. We think about it all the time. You are much more into putting money down on games than I am. So in theory, you would think it would be a little easier to at least pick the games where you think that the underdog is going to perform well against the favored team. So, Cole, I want to go through some of my early leans, and you can either say, good pick. I like that one.
You want me to tell you a good pick or a bad pick?
Or if you think I'm crazy for taking this one.
And by the way, real quick note, Diesel, to be very frank, The Clemson line upset me as well. It changed.
Oh.
It's back to 3.5 on ESPN. It was 9.5. I was going to take it. It's not.
You had
Tolo's
to say something,
there.
Didn't you?
Tolo's out there. Sorry. But yeah, I have a few as well. I've got a few early leans. I'll get to mine in a few minutes.
Okay. Cole, one that I'm interested in. It's not my most confident pick. I would rate this one a 2 out of 5 on my confidence scale. The Thursday night game, NC State at Robbie Ashford's Wake Forest, +7.5. Wake Forest, kind of an enigma under Robbie Ashford. They put up 42 against Western Carolina, a weak FCS in-state opponent, and then just 10 against Kennesaw State, a team that's been in the FBS for, checks notes, 2 seasons. But NC State gives up a lot of points. They give up 31 points against Virginia. So how do you feel about taking a flyer? Again, I'm not super confident about this one, but it is on the list.
No, I like it a lot, actually.
Really?
And which that should tell you, don't take it. You know, don't take it at all. Here's the reality of it. NC State and Wake Forest, we're talking about two teams that can lose on any given Saturday. So to say that, no, that can't happen, yeah, I think that'd be wrong.
And it's a decent number, too. 7.5.
Number.
Feels like kind of right there in that sweet spot.
I like it a lot. By the way, real quick, to interrupt this, breaking news out of the NFL, I just got an email literally less than a minute ago. Jalen Carter of the Philadelphia Eagles has been suspended without pay for 1 game after his spitting. They call it act of unsportsmanlike conduct in last Thursday's game. He will forego his game check, so it will take place of game 1. So suspension was week 1, right? He won't have to miss any more, but he will have to forfeit the paycheck and miss. And obviously, he already missed that game. So a little bit of news there from the NFL about Jalen Carter.
Texter RJ wants to know, do you lose points in the upset picks challenge if the game you choose does not result in an upset? Yes, you do.
You do.
1 point. If you incorrectly call an upset, you lose 2 points if you don't make a pick at all. Texter wants to know, can we get a Pick'em leaderboard? There already is a Pick'em leaderboard. It's up on our Facebook page and on our Twitter, at TheFanUpstate. So go find that. It was posted yesterday about this time. So you can go find it 24 hours ago. Cole, I'm also looking at this one. This is a sneaky good one. Colorado +6.5. At Houston. Now, this is Caden Salter, came over from Liberty, is now at Colorado, slinging the ball all over the place in his first 2 games as a Buffalo, versus Connor Wegman, who was at Texas A&M before heading to Houston. Now, this is a hard one to pick because Colorado was in it with a pretty decent Georgia Tech, and they blew out Delaware, who just got to FBS. Houston smoked Stephen F. Austin and Rice. So this feels like a game that's ripe for an upset.
And you said a minute ago the 2 quarterbacks were who?
Caden Salter and Connor Wegman. Connor Wegman from Texas A&M, Caden Salter from Liberty.
So you must – and this we're talking about the Buffaloes, Deion, right?
Correct.
You must have missed the news earlier today.
Uh-oh.
Colorado is starting Ryan Staub.
Okay, mark it off the list.
Quarterback versus Houston. Does that change that for you?
Yeah, it takes my confidence level from 3 to 1.
Yep. So big news earlier today, they announced.
Didn't know that.
Biggest, very big news. Against Houston Friday night, Ryan Staub will be the starting quarterback. So Staub began the season. Diesel was Colorado's third-string quarterback. You mentioned Caden Salter, Julian Lewis also he was behind. But he shined against Delaware on Saturday. He was 7 of 10.
Delaware.
2 touchdowns. Deion said Tuesday he hadn't made his final decision. That was Tuesday morning. And then all of a sudden, a little while ago, they're saying they're going with the third string guy. How about it?
Cole, could I interest you in a flyer of New Mexico +15.5 against the 0-2 UCLA Bruins under Nico Iamaliava? They've got to win a game at some point this year, right? I mean, how much?
Do they? Do they?
I don't know that they're going to go over.
You know, I don't hate it. I don't hate it.
I know.
It's a big spread.
New Mexico hasn't looked great. They're 1-1, but they're not really lighting up the scoreboard or holding teams out.
That's a Friday night game.
Uh-huh. It's a weird night of the week.
Yeah, I like that. I like it.
Maybe.
Yeah, I like
maybe
it.
Maybe interested in
I can
taking
take
a
that
risk.
15, and it's the Rose Bowl. Are you kidding me?
I mean, if you
crazy
get it right, you got 15 and a half. You get it wrong, you still have zero. It's no big deal.
Yeah, I'm going to have zero. I do like that. I do like
okay.
that. I do
maybe
like
I'll
it.
Put that one on Cole's radar.
Yeah,
how about
maybe
that?
Maybe so.
844-326-3663. Spartanburg J, I missed my pick last week. Probably got to go big. 10 points or more this week. Justin L. says, picking the smaller school matchups like Sunbelt and Conference USA games have helped me. Margins are slimmer. I won't get a pick right again after saying this. That comes from Justin L.
Justin L., man, I like the confidence.
How
like
about
it.
This one, Cole? Do you think this one might be the most popular pick of the week? Vanderbilt +4.5 against South Carolina. I feel like Vanderbilt has a really good shot of upsetting South Carolina. I'm putting this one at a 5 out of 5 confidence meter. That's not me saying that I think Vanderbilt will absolutely upset South Carolina. But on a scale of 1 to 5, this could be an upset. I feel really good saying this could be an upset.
You know, this is very fascinating because it's 4.5 points. Is it points on the board? Yeah, it is. Is it a lot of points? No.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Oh, it's not, but in terms of the game itself, and we're not going to spend 10 minutes on the game itself here, but I will tell you this. I watched South Carolina against South Carolina State on Saturday. I also saw what they did in Atlanta against Virginia Tech. And I also saw what Vanderbilt did to Virginia Tech. Diesel, today, on this Tuesday, today on the 9th day of September, I think Vanderbilt wins the game outright. I really do.
You think Vegas has it wrong? On the line?
I don't know if Vegas has it wrong. I do understand why it's 4.5. Two reasons. Number one, South Carolina's 11 in the country, right? Number two, it's at South Carolina. That's worth 3 points right there. So if you take what Vegas, look into the heart of what Vegas is really telling you here, they believe South Carolina's like 1.5 better than Vandy. I would even say then, I don't know if South Carolina's 1.5 better than Vandy. I think this is worrisome. I think South Carolina, we talked about it yesterday. We'll talk to Jack Veltri here in a few minutes. Right now, today, I'd pick Vanderbilt. I just wish, however, I'll tell you why I won't choose this game because it's only worth 4.5 points.
Got to get on the board somehow, though.
I know, but
maybe if you already had like 12 or 15 points, you might take this one to start adding to your lead.
Yeah. I mean, right now, today, if you had to pick this game, who would you pick?
I'd pick Vanderbilt.
Yeah,
I think Vanderbilt's going to beat them. I really do. Here we go, Cole. My next one. This one might be the sexiest pick as far as I'm concerned. Arkansas +7.5 at Ole Miss. Arkansas is spreading the ball around really nicely. They got a great quarterback in Talen Green. They've got 8 wide receivers averaging 12 yards or more per reception. They are going big play after big play after big play. Taylen Green, 72%. He averages 10.7 yards per carry when he runs the ball. Also, that dude is a weapon for Arkansas.
Arkansas is in the top 10 of total offense in college football. So they're moving the football. We didn't really talk about it in the very first segment. I don't hate that. I don't hate that at all. Ole Miss is interesting, though. It is against Ole Miss, right? I didn't make that up.
Correct.
Okay. Ole Miss is interesting because I think Ole Miss could be a sneaky good team this year because they're not talked about. They're not getting the hype that they normally get like they got last year with Jackson.
Drive Lane crazy.
I know. It really is. But I would say somewhere in the middle on this one. Don't hate it. Don't love it. But you know what? It's an SEC matchup. So you never know. They've got a good, potent offense, man. I don't absolutely hate it.
And Cole, my last one that I'm interested in, Old Dominion plus 6.5 on the road at the 0-2 Virginia Tech Hokies. The Monarchs quarterback Colton Joseph is the leading passer and rusher on the team. Mm. If he has a monster game, they can win this game. ODU held their own at Indiana. I think they lost by 13 points in that game, and they stomped NC Central. Are we saying Virginia Tech starts 0-3 after a home loss to an in-state G5?
You know, Old Dominion could have won the game. However, I just ultimately think at the end of the day, Virginia Tech's played two good teams out of the gate. Kyren Drones, do I see them dropping three in a row? Not really. Old Dominion, we saw last year in Columbia, though, out of the gate was tricky. Carolina won about, 4 points a season ago? Mm-hmm. So, no, I mean, I don't hate that. I just ultimately think, like Virginia Tech, they have some talent. They're not a terrible football team. They opened as an ACC team with two SEC schools. They opened with South Carolina and Vanderbilt, which I know South Carolina and Vanderbilt aren't looked at as the traditional powerhouses, Diesel, in the SEC. But you know what? Vanderbilt's putting up points.
Coming up in the world.
Putting up points. This isn't the SEC from 2010 anymore, right? Don't hate it. What's the spread on that one again?
6.5.
Ooh, God, they think it's going to be that close?
That's why it's interesting. Ooh, wow. A touchdown game.
6.5.
On the road for Old Dominion.
6.5. I'd probably, if I had a pick, I'd probably take Virginia Tech.
There's a lot of FCS matchups this weekend. That's why there's a lot of games that don't have spreads this weekend. And, of course, when they're playing G5s, you're usually sitting looking at 22.5, 30, 35-point spread. So these are the ones, Cole, that I think are close enough that might be worth taking. Old Dominion, yeah. Virginia Tech, Arkansas, Ole Miss, Vandy, South Carolina, Colorado, Houston, NC State, Wake Forest, and the big one if you feel like getting risky, New Mexico plus 15.5 at UCLA.
It is. It's a lot of points. Tolo, what's your Tolo's out there. What is your early lean? What are you looking at for tomorrow's Upset Picks Challenge? I'll say this, just in terms of getting on the board, I did look at Clemson, Georgia Tech. It's only 3.5 points. But then again, Georgia Tech's got a good shot at beating Clemson. Dabo Swinney said today that if we continue to play like this, we're not going to win many football games, right? We'll go into what Dabo said more at 6 o'clock, but ultimately, that's a coin flip game. That's a coin flip game. Georgia Tech is at home, so that helps. It's a noon game. Might be tricky there. It's only 3.5 points, though. You know, is it worth really using 1 week, Diesel?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's why you got to start looking at that 6, 7, 8.5 point range.
Or more like 24.5 with South Alabama and Auburn.
He's going to get crazy and go for it.
I did look at South Alabama over Auburn. I'm not going to lie to you. Mm. I mean, that'd be one of those like wild, crazy, can you believe that happened upsets is Auburn's favored by, I can't even say it. Started coughing. 24.5 points.
Yeah, but Gio Lopez isn't there anymore. He's terrible at North Carolina.
I guess so. To your point, a lot of games without spreads. North Texas, Washington State, looked at that one. It was 6.5. Pittsburgh, West Virginia, looked at that. That was 7.5 point spread. North Carolina, Richmond still does not have a spread on it. Richmond, by the way, who just beat
Well, they're Wofford. FCS.
Just beat Wofford, yeah, over the weekend. So we'll see if they can take care of business. But ultimately, man, here's where I am. I have no strategy. I'm just so frustrated. I don't know what I'm going to do. Oh, 24 hours from right now, I'll have a pick. I just don't have a strategy as of right now.
That's okay. It is what it is. You got time to start thinking about it. And Tolos, you do as well. Remember, the challenge opens at 4 o'clock on Wednesdays. We lock the spreads in at 3 o'clock on Wednesdays. So that gives you an hour to go look, take it all in, start thinking about some things. These lines that we just talked about, they might move around a little bit. Obviously, I would expect that Colorado 6.5 at Houston to move now that the quarterback starter has been named.
I did look at Florida LSU, though.
Really?
Yeah, I did look at Florida LSU. LSU is favored by 8.5. That game's in Baton Rouge. So you say, Cole, you know, there's no chance. No chance DJ Lagway is going to go down there. But they just come off. They're coming off a tough loss.
Ah, man, I saw some video last night. It's tough to watch. Some dude who... A guy at the very tippy top of Death Valley in Baton Rouge is filming a fan come up the stairs three different times with multiple beers in his hands. And then by the end of the game, this guy is stumbling, trying to get down. He resorts to sitting on the stairs and going step by step by step because he's too drunk to get down the stairs. Problem is, this guy is stumbling, fumbling, bumbling, could go tripping over the wall and down onto the lower section, and nobody gets up to help the guy.
I'll tell you this, real quick, before we run to a break and hear from Jack Veltri, if I had a pick right now, and this might tell Tolos which game to stay away from, but if I had a pick right now, I'd take Texas A&M over Notre Dame at 6.5. Notre Dame at home is favored by 6.5 points. I like Texas A&M. I like the spot. They've got a really good offense. They're 2-0. Notre Dame at home. Could they start 0-2? Maybe. I like A&M, man. I like that game a lot.
Are you sure you didn't just say that because JT and Greer texted in, says he wants to take Texas A&M
I hadn't looked at text
over
line.
Notre Dame.
I hadn't even looked
it's
at text
JT
line.
And Greer that messages in all the time to ask who you took.
Sorry, so JT and Greer. I won't pick that one. I'll stay away. Never
Buckeye
mind.
Brian
Forget what
says
I said.
The upset picks challenge is complete luck for everyone.
Forget it. It has a lot to do with it, man. It really does. Diesel's going to tell you about MTC Federal. Then we'll have Jack Veltri of Gamecock Central next right here on the Fan Upstate.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just
for
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma,
With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.